Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for January 11th. God was speaking to Isaac when he said, "For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and will give them all these lands, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed, because Abraham obeyed me and kept my requirements, my commands, my decrees, and my laws." So Isaac stayed in Gerar. On the heels of this oath, sworn by God to Isaac, Isaac repeats his father's very silly move to save his own skin. He told Rebekah, his beautiful wife, to lie to a king and claim that she was Isaac's sister. This way the bad guys wouldn't kill him and take Rebekah anyway. Right? Did it work with Abraham? He was found out twice, once with an earlier Abimelech and once with Pharaoh, just like Isaac was here. Learning is caught, not taught, isn't it? Have you ever wondered how God could make such a claim as he did about Abraham in Genesis 26:5, even in the face of the things that Abraham did that were cowardly, craven, and underhanded? Yes, Abraham was incredibly faithful to God. But the Bible shows that his character was also kind of warty. So what explains God's summation of Abraham's life long after he had passed from this earth? Grace, pure and simple. Abraham was the recipient of God's grace. God saw him as he was in grace, in other words, after what God did in his heart and life. Truly, that is how God sees anyone who has placed their faith in the Son of his promise, including Abraham. He sees us as the artwork of his beloved Son, and with that, he is delighted. When your life on earth is over, how will God describe you? See you tomorrow.